Hi there, welcome back to Adventures of the Airstream Oracle. Whew, today's episode, I'm going to be a little out of breath. Some of you are Facebook friends and have already heard, but I ended up getting COVID despite, you know, being hermetically sealed and basically in quarantine for the last 18 months and being so careful. I mean, only time I go in a grocery store is if it's like 6 or 6:30 in the morning before anybody else is there. And, you know, I check myself out and I wipe the groceries down and I don't go out to eat anywhere. If somebody's not wearing a mask, I won't buy their food to go. I don't go in restaurants. I eat out on the, you know, outside. I've been so careful at distancing and wearing my mask and all that because of my immune system and because I fought so hard to get healthy, you know, from my Lyme disease and my Epstein-Barr and all my other viral stuff. And I just didn't want, you know, another viral load to have to deal with, especially, you know, now with this Delta variant that's so contagious and so damn deadly. But despite the best laid plans of mice and men, I still got it. But this is interesting. There was a really cool whisper or 2 or 3 or 10 at play this last week. You think the universe does not provide and does not have your back, you're missing it. You've just got to pay better attention, because listen to this. Last Tuesday, I've been feeling a little tired, you know, since I had to take my mom to the ER, I guess 3 Sundays ago, because today's Monday, so yeah, three weeks ago yesterday, I had to take her to the ER, and it was just full of COVID. Somebody died next door, you know, in the ER while we were there for the 6 or 8 hours from COVID. You know, we were really careful, but how careful can you be? You know, and the ER people were coming in and out of mom's room a couple of times without masks and without changing gloves and not changing their PPE. I mean, it was a mess. And, you know, COVID is just, it's horrible here. We're in stage 5 in Austin, thanks to our delightful governor. But so I felt kind of and run down after that. But, you know, if I got anything, it was really, really, really light. Excuse me. I'm really congested from all this. It was really light, and I just, you know, took Tylenol a couple of days and was just a little more tired and kind of rested up. Like, everything kind of got to me a little more physically, but, you know, certainly didn't think anything of it. I just thought I was tired and had allergies. So that happened for about 10 days. So I think I may have had like a very small case of COVID from that and was functioning well, and my immune system was handling it, and everything was going well. Well, get this. Tuesday, this last Tuesday, which is why you didn't get a podcast on Tuesday, sorry, I had a virtual yearly physical with my functional medicine doctor. And I'm talking to her, and I'm, you know, starting to really feel weird about this Delta thing and not realizing that I probably had already had it. I was asking her about getting a booster shot on the Johnson & Johnson and started talking about, you know, what are some prophylactic things I could do? And she said, you know what? I'm glad you asked that. And boy, am I too. That's the first whisper. She said, I believe in ivermectin. I've seen it work with way too many of my patients. I had it work for, you know, a family member. So let's just get you some compounded. I'll send it to you in the next couple of days. Just take one a week just to keep you from getting COVID. And, you know, God forbid, if you should ever get it, take 2 immediately and then 2 every day for 5 days. So I'll give you enough to do that. So I said, great, and got it filled. I'm packing up because I had to start on Thursday a small pet sitting job just for a couple of nights. And I packed up several of my very favorite immune support supplements, even though I was just taking a really small, like 2-night overnight bag. I still grabbed some heavy hitting stuff, and I had the whisper to have that compounded prescription sent to my mom and dad's house, which is around the corner from where I was pet sitting. Well, So Wednesday, before I head down, I take care of all this on Tuesday. Wednesday, I'm packing up, I'm doing stuff, I'm running errands. I go to get my truck inspected. Well, here's a whisper we didn't listen to. I had a mask on. I get to an outdoor place where you can get the money to get my truck inspected so I could get my license tags for the year. So I had my mask on, but it was outside and it was hot and everybody was distant. So I took my mask off. I left it in the truck. I get out. I'm sitting on this park bench. I didn't have my stupid paper printout of my insurance, which they needed. And so the guy, you know, just comes barreling up on me, no mask, big redneck Texas dude, just pushes right up in my face and says, I said, it's on my phone. And he said, well, you know, let me see it. And he got right up on me and I said, could you please step back? And he goes, oh, stop it. And he just kept pushing at me and looked at my phone. I think he may have touched my phone to enlarge so he could see the numbers, but he was right on top of me. And y'all, in that moment, I had the intuition that I was screwed. And I hoped I was wrong. I was mad at myself that I didn't have the mask on. I thought, oh, please, you know, that's just me thinking that's what happened. But I kid you not, I just had the best psychic friend of mine that I know, my friend Marco, messaged me. And he goes, it was the car guy that gave it to you, just in case you were wondering. I was like, ah, damn it. I knew in that exact moment. And he said, yeah, he's infected a lot of people and he doesn't care. I was like, well, that's fantastic. But Marco also said, you're going to be fine now, because I was spooked the last couple of days. But anyway, so that was Wednesday. So Thursday I go, you know, I knew, but still I went to my pet sitting house, which was dumb because, you know, I just thought I knew, but I questioned it. So I go, I disinfect everything. I stay there for a couple of days. I disinfect everything. I decide Saturday morning to get a COVID test and I come back positive. So I have to let that client know I was in your house. I'm so sorry. You weren't there, which is good. When you get home, please disinfect like a crazy person. But by that point, when I had already found out that I was positive, I was on to my second house sitting place. And this is for 10 days. This is a really great client of mine that I've been with for a while now. So I immediately called her. I'm like, what do you want me to do? Do you want me just to, you know, put on a hazmat suit and all my stuff and deep clean and get out of here? Do you want me to get somebody in to replace me? Like, what do you want to do? And this, talk about the universe having your back and giving you the biggest gift. This sweet client of mine, she's like a mile from the Airstream, so I'm close where I can get everything I needed. She says, no, please, please, you stay in the house, you stay comfortable. Is there anything you need? Can I send you food? Is there any meds I can send you? If the dog makes you crazy, send him to daycare so you could rest. Like, just let me know, but I'd be happy for you to be there. She says, I've had my shots. I've got a great immune system. I'm traveling a bunch, so I'm not worried about it. We'll get it cleaned, you know, before I get back. It'll be fine. And she's going to be gone for like 10 days. So she's been checking on me and, you know, said, eat whatever you want in the fridge and the freezer. I mean, and I have this huge, you know, it's not huge, but it's bigger than a tiny house and it's way bigger than the Airstream. But I have a lovely couch and a big bed and a big TV and a full kitchen to cook in and room to spread out. And oh my gosh, it's been the best place to be sick, because it's just more comfortable than the Airstream. And again, as Whisper would have it, as I was packing up to come over here, before I realized the test results were coming in, and I wasn't really, you know, I knew something was off with my body, but I didn't know, because I think I wasn't letting myself know. But I packed every single supplement that I could think of that would help me. And it turns out I needed, you know, every single one of them that I had. It was just fantastic. So the universe had my back, had me purchase or pick up or grab at the last minute all the stuff that I could possibly need. So it's been a real gift in its own way, but God, it got scary. It got really scary yesterday. I started going downhill really fast, and feeling like a truck had run over me, and crying a bunch because it was getting scary, and, you know, being here alone and kind of isolated because my parents are an hour away, and, you know, I'm not going to let them come down. My dad kept offering, you know, I'll come get you, I'll come take care of you. I was like, nope, you stay away. That's how this works. But I have a pulse oximeter that I bought at the beginning of COVID because I had a feeling, had the intuition to buy it. And I've just had it on my finger for the last 2.5 days. And it got really low late yesterday, which made me think I was going to have to go to the ER. And I didn't want to because the ERs are overrun. I think there's like one ICU bed left in the greater Austin metro area for like 2.3 million people. One ICU bed left. So I was like, okie doke, we don't want to go to the ER unless we are dying. And, you know, somebody's going to have a car wreck or a heart attack or something and need that space. So, you know, what are my options? And so I was led to talk to my doctor over the weekend. She got right back to me, which was a shocker, and got me on the list today for this thing that would have scared me 6 months ago. I would have said, oh, hell no to something like this, because, you know, I don't like GMOs. I don't like processed things. I don't like chemicals. I don't like manufactured stuff. But she was telling me, and this is my functional medicine doctor, she was telling me about this thing called monoclonal antibodies. And I'm like, monoclonal? Uh-oh. So you're cloning antibodies. And she said, yeah, that is what it is. But if you are immune compromised and you have COVID, I am really specifically poised to be someone who this would advance really badly for and, you know, put me in the hospital or potentially kill me. That's just what happens, especially, you know, with the Johnson & Johnson shot and my immune system. It just was a train wreck, and I could feel it just layering in more and more and more of that viral load, building and building and building, and watching what it was doing to my body. And she said, this will stop it, it'll reverse it, and it'll keep you out of the hospital. And I was like, okay. So, long story short, she starts the ball rolling this morning. She said it could take 3 or 4 days to get you in somewhere. And she starts the ball rolling this morning. By like 1:30, I get a call. They schedule me for 4 o'clock this afternoon, and I go to this place, and it's the first day that this separate unit, this standalone unit for monoclonal antibodies, is functioning in Austin. They put it all together last night, and I was the first and only person there today. So I walked into a completely pristine, it kind of looked like a MASH unit, if you ever watched MASH. But a little bit like, remember in E.T. when at the end of the movie, when all the scientists came and they were kind of experimenting on E.T. and they had all those white tents and the bubble things and the air in, and they were all in, you know, hazmat suits and all that. That's kind of what this looked like too. It was on the Austin Fairgrounds, the livestock expo grounds, and they had just all these tents and all these things set up and all these bays, and it was a little weird, but I was so grateful to be there because everybody was in hazmat suits except me, and nobody had been in there yet that had COVID, so I didn't get any more viral load at all. Like, I could never have been more protected or blessed or guided or gifted a safe way to get that IV done. And then the next kicker is the woman that comes up to say hi to me and to walk me to the bed. She's a paramedic, and I told her how bad my veins are, how they crawl and they flip because I've got vasculitis from my Lyme disease. And I said, man, it takes the tiniest needle you've got, and you have got to just hold your mouth just right and hit it, because it will crawl or blow, or, you know, it's hard to get an IV in me. And she just was so calm and found a perfect vein and just slipped it right in. I mean, that's never happened with me. I almost started crying. That was more upsetting to me, thinking about getting that appointment, was how much it hurts and how hard it is to try to get an IV line in me. That almost kept me from going and getting this thing done. But I did it. I'm proud of myself that I did it. I did not have a reaction. It was an hour and a half IV and then an hour that you sit there and they watch you to make sure, you know, nothing's going to happen. And I feel better already. It's only, what, three and a half, four hours later since I've been home. And I can definitely feel that something has eased up, something's lifted, something's shifted the right direction. Like, by this time of night, the way things have been going, I should be feeling super achy and even worse in the worst part of the day. And, you know, everything just kind of stockpiling on. And I'm not. I'm feeling more energized and, you know, definitely really congested, but better. And my pulse oximeter numbers are back in balance. Now that could be partly a function of being hydrated better, but I don't know. It's very interesting. But I've been divinely led and protected this whole week, and I'm so grateful. And I did wake up this morning. This puppy that I'm pet sitting for, number one, I did say on my profile, I don't want to pet sit for dogs that are under a year old. And she kind of fibbed. She told me he was 9 months old. And this was 3 months ago. He was only 6 months old then. So she really fibbed. And he's 9 months old now. And he's not been neutered. And he's getting dominant. And he's getting big. And he's an Aussie doodle. And he is yanking me everywhere and pawing at me. And he's got some behavioral stuff that I got to get a grip on. But when you don't feel well and you've got fever and your skin hurts and everything aches, and I was starting to have trouble breathing and was getting overly exerted, just, you know, moving around and, you know, trying to take him on a short walk and stuff. Like, it was really getting bad. And I woke up this morning and thought, you know what? I'm taking that little fart to doggy daycare. And I looked online to see, you know, what that entailed, and saw that they do overnight boarding too. And I thought, okay, as much as I hate to ask her or tell her that's what I'm doing, I packed up his food, I packed up his stuff, because I didn't know if I was going to end up in the ER either last night or sometime today. I wasn't sure, because if my pulse numbers kept, you know, my oxygen levels kept dropping, I wouldn't have any other choice. So I couldn't leave the dog here in the house. He's a puppy. He'd eat everything and he'd tear it up and he'd get hurt and that would be horrible. And I tried a couple of friends and they didn't want to come over into COVID Central and help me with the dog, and I don't blame them. So I couldn't get a hold of her. So I made an empowered self-love decision to take the dog's food and put a note in, you know, that he might be needing to spend the night, texted the owner and said, you know, told her what I was up against. And she was lovely. She texted me back and she goes, perfect. Just plan on him spending the night. If he needs to do it another night or two, it's fine. If I need to get somebody else to come get him and take him home with them so that you can heal and rest and do what you need to do for you, that's fine. And she said, are you comfortable in my house or would you rather be at home? And I said, no, I'm really comfortable, and practically everything I own from within the Airstream is now in your house, because I just kept schlepping stuff in that I thought I was going to need, including my inflatable bathtub, which I have in the middle of her kitchen, because I took an Epsom salt soak bath earlier, and I could not have done that with the dog here, because he would have bit it like a big dog toy, and he would have popped my bathtub. But yeah, she was so sweet. She's like, please stay. If I need to find someone else to care for him until you're better, that's cool. So I could not have been in better shape. And a sweet girlfriend of mine from the RV park went and got me a soup and smoothie order that I ordered this morning, because I brought a whole bunch of salad stuff to make. But when you don't have, when you've lost your sense of taste and your sense of smell, which really sucks, by the way, salad is like the last thing you want. It's just going to be a bunch of texture and hard to chew. So I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. So I tossed out all my salad stuff and had nothing to eat. And so I thought, okay, go for nutrient density. That's what your body needs. So I ordered a whole bunch of stuff and she picked it up for me. And then about 20 minutes later, my doctor called and she said, I'm sending you a nebulizer with a compound, a glutathione, that you put in this nebulizer with some water, and basically it steams this glutathione prescription down into your lungs and keeps the what does it do? It keeps the inflammation down. It gets the medicine really deep into your lungs quickly. So that was ready. And so my friend Karen went and picked that up too and brought it to me. So she was my little errand runner today. But I've had so many people checking on me and texting me and checking on Facebook and sending me voicemails and just all kinds of stuff. It's been really, really, really sweet. And every time I talk to my dad, he's almost in tears. Bless his heart, he keeps saying, "I just wish you'd never gotten this." Well, I knew I was going to at some point. I knew something was going to get me. But it is what it is, and it's been a beautiful thing in spite of it. And I've been, you know, open and vulnerable and talking about it out loud like everything else. So who knows? Maybe some of the stuff that I'm sharing will help somebody else that gets sick. That would be awesome. You know, maybe the monoclonal antibodies thing is new to somebody that didn't know about it, and it might help them. Because you have to take that within like the first, I think, 5 to 10 days of having symptoms. And you can't have, it's got to be mild to moderate symptoms. They can't be super severe. Because, you know, once you get to a certain point with your viral load, those antibodies won't help you anymore. But, apparently we got mine in time, and maybe it will help somebody else to know about it. So if you have any questions about any of this stuff, reach out to me, because apparently I just got a crash course in every kind of supplement that you can use. And I may do some posts on Facebook and in my Dragonfly group on the things that I did that were super helpful. Cause I threw a whole bunch of stuff at this just to see what stuck. You know, high doses of vitamin D, high doses of A, lots of zinc, high doses of vitamin C, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff besides the ivermectin and the monoclonal antibodies, and, you know, a ton of electrolytes and water and bone broth and, you know, as much green juice as I can drink, which tastes like nothing now. It's very interesting. Like, I have no taste. Like, I can taste a little bit of sour when you drink orange juice, and a little bit of salt when I ate some soup. But that's literally the only taste buds I have. And I do have to say, I'm going to be so pissed if I don't get my taste buds back. Because taste is one of my spidey senses. It's also something that makes my life really joyful. So send me good wishes for smell and taste to come back online. But that's my long story, my COVID chronicles. I do think it's looking up. It'll be interesting. Like I said, it's only been 3.5 hours, I guess, since I got those antibodies. But I'm fully expecting to feel pretty good tomorrow. So we'll see if I'm right. I may come back on and do a little epilogue and let you know. But anyway, sorry I missed Tuesday, because it's been a hell of a week. But I'm still here, and I'm glad you are too. As always, you guys, thank you so much for listening. I love you, and I'll talk to you next time. If you'd like to get in touch with me, there's a couple of ways to do that. You can find me on Instagram at @airstream_oracle, or you can email me at hello@shannonpinkston.com. I do one-on-one intuitive energy work, which basically means I will read into you energetically and intuitively, and I can really quickly find what has shut you down, the places where you're stuck, any place that you're in overwhelm, or connect the dots for you on a whole lot of things that bring you joy that you might have forgotten, that can lead you to your greater purpose and what really lights you up in the world. I'm able to do that really quickly for my clients. And I also provide like sacred energy wellness support and tips, and use my medical intuition to help, you know, figure out some of the places of dis-ease and contraction in your body. A lot of my clients have called me the joy whisperer,
because they come into my sessions shut down and closed down and kind of contracted, and they end up leaving open and bright and sparkly and with a clearer, you know, path to their purpose and what makes their soul sing. So if any of that resonates with you, reach out. You can also find me on Facebook if you'd like to be part of my Facebook group. It's Dragonfly Energy Wellness and Empath Support. You can search for it, and we play intuitive games in there. We do a lot of energy support, and you know, I come on, read oracle cards for my group, and just do whatever I can to connect us, you know, in deep conversations and things that matter. So if that resonates with you at all, any of the above, reach out. I'd love to hear from you. And as always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you.